All stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Doug Thornton, and you are listening to American Vindicta. I would just like to give a shout-out to everybody out there in the soon-to-be Wrecker Nation that I appreciate the emails. I appreciate those of you who have donated thus far. You don't know how tremendously blessed I feel and grateful I feel for that. I truly do cherish everything that is sent to me, and me and my family greatly welcome it. And everything that I have that is donated is going to be used right back into this to try and make this show a little bit better, to try and be something a little bit different, something that will help snap you out of your days, something that will, you know, also entertain you and hopefully educate you a little bit. And, you know, some of you like to hear me rant. And everyone likes to hear a good rant every now and then, and I do. I get up on my soapbox every now and then, and I rant. I have a lot to say. I've been around a while by working in the government, you know, up to 14 years. And I saw a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense. I saw a lot of stuff that should not be happening. And I know from firsthand that there's just not this ability to negotiate with certain people in our government at a certain higher level, because they believe they are a higher level than you and I. And there's many of these world elitists, these New World Order sycophants that are out there who believe they are better than you, who think they know better than you, and they know what's good for you and your children and your country and your economy and your military. Well, to all those people, no, you don't. This is not the show where I get to say what I want. I would have other things that I'd have to bleep out. But, you know, the whole name of this show, American Vindicta, is in the esprit de corps of being a pissed off American, of how we all have something equally of value called freedom, and how we all see it being taken away from us. We see the shackles that are put upon our Constitution. We see the derangement of our leaders, and we ask ourselves, what can we do about it? What in the hell is going on to this in this country right now? What in the hell is going on in the world? And what are the answers for a Christian during these times? Now, I will admit to you, I am no preacher. I am no pastor. I am not the greatest Christian in the world. God help me, I am trying. But I am still human. And I still have my human experiences to draw on. Though I do reach for, I reach for God's hand every day, you know, and I understand those of you who are frustrated, you feel alone. You feel like the economy is drowning us in debt, and it is. You feel like our leaders are failing us on purpose, and they are. And you feel like the world is starting to come down on you. Well, it is. That is life. Life is nothing like the fairy tales that the Avengers like you to believe in. Life sucks. Life gets hard. You get dirt in your face and in your mouth. Sometimes you just gotta swallow it and just grin and bear it. You know, something my dad used to tell me growing up, every time I get knocked down, every time I get hurt, every time I would go through like a really hard football practice, right, as a kid, he would just tell me, get mean, son. And over the years of being told, you know, Dad, I don't feel good. I don't feel like going to practice. Why don't you just get a little mean and get out there and go play and stop giving excuses? And to some parents, that may almost seem unethical. But when you talk about building the constitution of a man, and I'm not picking on you women, I'm picking on you men right now. When you talk about building the constitution of a man, when the enemy comes to the gates, what excuse are you going to give them for why you stayed in bed? For why you didn't prepare? For why you didn't prepare your family? For why you didn't prepare yourself physically? Or for why you refused to answer the call of Liberty's bells? I refuse to capitulate to evil. I refuse to bow down to men who would make themselves my masters. And I know America feels the same way. I know we Texans feel the same way. Greg Abbott just recently at a Trump rally in Conroe, Texas, not too far from where I used to live at in Southeast Texas, just got the same welcome where he got booed. You know why you got booed, Governor Abbott? Because you capitulated. You capitulated. You locked us down. You put forth restrictions. You banned certain people from going to work. You banned us from going to the coffee shop. You banned us from going to the grocery stores. You made an exasperated run upon everything because you suffered from the deadliest epidemic called Cowardice 19. Not COVID-19. Cowardice 19. Just like Justin Trudeau in Canada, suffering from cowardism. One of the deadliest pandemics that men have ever faced. I would tell you this, America. If you think Donald Trump is going to roll in and make everything better, you're wrong. I like Donald Trump. I voted for him. If he came up for election, I'd probably vote for him again. Either him or Ron DeSantis. I used to say that about Ted Cruz, but Ted Cruz can go pound sand for all I care right now. Sorry, Ted. But I don't trust you anymore. You know, that's the thing about trust when you talk about the public. You can lose it real fast. You can lose it real, real fast. You can deface yourself in front of we the people who put so much effort into helping your campaign, into promoting you, into cheering you on. And then the moment you turn the wrong direction and you welcome darkness, or you capitulate to groupthink, you are no longer on our side. Because we, the people, need men now to lead us. We need men who are not afraid to get their hands dirty. Now, many of you listening who may be former law enforcement, military, and I'm going to speak to you right now. We are members of what is affectionately called the Black Hand Society, the Black Palm Society. Because we understand what it means to get our own hands dirty to keep America's clean. We understand what it means to be down in the muck and the mire, to watch brothers fall, to try and save an innocent life. We understand what it means when we see evil grasp hold and strangle this country, because we all feel like there's something we can do. There's a way that I can participate in this a science experiment called freedom, and I can help. I have the skills, I have the knowledge, I have the body, and I have the will. I have the will to want to go out and fight against evil. But when your politicians won't let you, your will becomes diminished. We saw that recently within the last couple of years of law enforcement being abused by politicians to eventually where we lost face with the American people. And for me, for every brother and sister in blue that we have lost, it tarnishes the badge. See, every day, we law enforcement officers take great care to keep that badge shiny and pretty. Because even in total darkness, just the glint of God's light on that badge gives me a little bit of hope that there are still peacekeepers out there who are willing to get their hands dirty to protect others. But this does not lie only with the military. This does not lie only with law enforcement, because, ladies and gentlemen, when the foundations of your country have crumbled and you don't have the pillars of society like the military and the law enforcement to help uphold justice, what are we the people to do? What direction should we turn to look for advice, or, you know, to look for some sort of an answer? We're not given many. We're given more problems than we are answers. You know, in my old job that I used to do for the government, one of the many tasks that I had was doing something called a vulnerability assessment, or a risk assessment, right? And what that really entails is I look at your castle and I try to poke as many holes into that castle as possible. Not only so that you're aware of your weaknesses, but so I'm aware of your weakness, so that I can then come back on the inside and figure out how to patch those holes and make them stronger, to make the fortress impenetrable. Now, typically, we weren't listened to. Typically, the funding was never there, for half of the countermeasures that we would recommend. But it doesn't mean that the intent and the will was not there, and it does not mean that the responsibility was not there. I'll put this into a mindset for you. If something were to happen to a federal building, if the federal building were to have been bombed or grossly attacked, they would take that risk assessment and they would bring that risk assessment to Congress upon the red carpet, I would be called, and I would then have me and everyone else who's a signatory on this assessment would be asked by Congress, who are you, what was your responsibility, and what failed, and why couldn't it have been resolved, in terms of why we didn't put forth the money to make this one facility stronger, safer, better for the federal employee, right? And eventually it would come all the way down to me, and they would say, Mr. Thornton, what do you see as the problem as to why this went wrong, since it was your assessment and you were boots on the ground? You judged upon everything. You ran all the data. You did all the investigations. You did the threat assessments. You did the risk assessment and the vulnerability assessment. You assigned the countermeasures. You looked for the cost plan of how much it would cost and how long it would take. You linked up all the vendors to get everything established. Why wasn't it done? You know what I get to say? Because they refused to do it. There's a signature right there. I said they refused to do it. They accepted the risk. Now, America, let me ask you this question. Have you accepted the risk of why you're not prepared? Have you accepted the risk as to why you're not physically in shape? Have you accepted the risk as to why you haven't bought a firearm yet or sought out training? Have you accepted the risk for why you chose to stay in the inner cities? Because when prophecy hits the fan, don't be blaming other people. You accepted the risk. It is not hard to get out and walk and exercise. There are people who are up to 600 pounds who lost up to 400 pounds. So, you know, there are all different types of preventatives that you can take There's not an excuse there. It's a call for will. Do you have the will to do it? Do you have the constitution to do what is necessary for you and for the others around you, your loved ones, to do what is right? Your life may depend on it. Others' lives may depend on you doing that right thing. So what I would say, now that I've gotten on top of this soapbox, is sometimes as Christians, who are also, you know, Trump supporters, and we're constitutionalists, and we believe in the Second Amendment, we read our Bibles, we pray at night, we bless each other as we see each other. Have you accepted the risk as to why you have not prepared? When the Bible, from front to back, teaches you about preparedness. My Lord, how many examples? How many examples do you need? There's going to come a time when you are going to be put in an ethical decision, that moral ethical decision. And we're going to slightly talk about that here when we come back from the break, but I want you to know right now that everything that I have set forth as this endeavor of this podcast is to try and to snap you back into reality, to smear a little dirt in your face, to let you know not everything is going to be okay, and you need to be okay with that. That's why I want you to train. I want you to be physically and mentally prepared for when everything breaks down. You're not going to be able to control it because you cannot stop prophecy. We here in America think that we can pray Donald Trump up to be the, you know, stand behind Jesus on the right-hand side of the throne, and that's not, it's a foolish way of thinking. I said this previously, but we have a country who has committed millions of its innocents to slaughter through abortion. You think God is going to honor this country, even with Donald Trump as president? Believe that lie if you'd like, because he wasn't elected recently. We didn't get this great reprieve that everyone thought about. I'm tired of hearing the speculation and all the good stories out there that, oh, well, you know, God gave us Trump for 4 years to wake us up, and then he's given us Biden for a couple years to show us how bad he is, to bring Trump back in so we'll all hit our knees and say sing Amazing Grace together. Wake up, America. You're being played. That is not true. Now, you as the individual, you can be saved. You yourself can be saved. We cannot prevent the wrath of God upon a unholy, corrupt government. And the nation will suffer for it. Though we may be judged in the afterlife, our nation will be judged now. Every nation in the Bible was judged in the present, not in the future. We are seeing the judgments. But have you accepted the risk? We'll be right back.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
Okay, welcome back. So, we talked about preparedness a little bit. I'd like to introduce you to a new sponsor of the show. His name's Jeff Ross. He was a really great guy. We had a very lovely conversation on the phone just recently. And I think when we talk about preparedness and survival, it's very important to go out and purchase these things. But it's also very important for we Christians within the Christian community to also use businesses that are the small business that are ran by Christians. And it's a way for us to give back. It's a way for us to barter and trade amongst ourselves and to help with the benefit of one another instead of going to the big box store, instead of going to your Cabela's, going to Walmart or Academy or where it is that you have around you. Now, you can go there. I'm not going to say not, but I would ask that you would visit Mountain State Survival. That's www.mountain-state-survival.com. Jeff's phone is 304-517-6935. Get in contact with Jeff and ask him what it is that he thinks you need for preparedness. Look at the cyclone bomb winter storm that's happening in the Northeast again. Look at the bridge collapse we recently had in Pennsylvania. The epidemic of COVID. Do not tell me that you are safe within your person right now and that you think you are completely prepared. For as many donuts and ho-hos and six-packs that we buy throughout the month, we fail to prepare with food. We fail to prepare by buying extra batteries, extra magazines, extra ammo, extra beans, bullets, and band-aids, camping gear, refilling our gas cans, keeping our car full as much as possible. But we spend our money on McDonald's. It's a little luxury. But you know what that does? You're feeding the beast instead of feeding yourself. What you need to do is you need to start taking care of yourself first. Stop indulging yourself with Starbucks. Figure out how to make your delicious Starbucks drinks at the house and save yourself the $15 in gas to get there and then the $20 for the overpriced sugary drink. More or less, that's what I did. I prefer my coffee typically just black and strong and burnt. I put very little sugar in my coffee, if any, none. And, I just find that we as Americans, we need to stop giving our money to globalist organizations who want to rule over us and who want to circumvent our laws and our way of life to throw the chains and shackles of communism and socialism upon us. We need to support the small businesses. Go out within your area. Support the small mom-and-pop business. Support the small mom-and-pop food chains. The gun dealers. You know, the place where you can go out and buy a fine cigar. I love cigars. You know, go and support those small places. Stop supporting the globalist machines that wish to only take over everything. I know they're inconvenient. I know they're convenient. I know they have better pricing. But that's so that you won't go to the mom and pop shop where the American entrepreneur is at. See, they bought everyone out, and then they overtook the market. And then anyone who wishes to come up, they get shadow banned. They get forecasted over, and they just get pittered out, and they never get seen again. That's not what I want you to do. I would want you to visit Mountain State Survival. And hey, just as Jeff has sponsored me, sponsor Jeff. There is one thing on his site that you need. It's food. It's absolutely food. And like it or not, even at the end of the day, you know, all the preparedness food that is out there, it's yummy, it's great tasting, it's blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. It's not as good as real food. But that's not the point. The point is the calorie game. When you are fleeing Christians, as you will be dependent upon calories. When you are stuck in your car during the winter storm for 24 to 48 hours, you're going to be dependent upon calories, not taste. Keep water, food, a blanket, extra change of clothes, you know, whatever it is that you think you may need to put inside a car, and keep that in your car or in your truck in a little tote. One day it may save your life. I always keep like sandals or flip-flops, you know, shorts, a shirt. Just, you never know. One night, this damn crazy fool was coming from one side of a town, crossing through to the other, and I live way out in the county. And he was a firefighter. So one of my second responder brothers. They hate it when they get called second responders. As cops, we call ourselves first responders. We call the firefighters second responders because they don't go in until we go in. So it's a little infighting joke. I love all my firefighters out there, by the way. But this fool, easily going over 100 in a 55, crashes. And I mean, I can't believe he didn't get torn in half. Me and some of the other guys stop. You know, we yank his door off. The door was just so mangled. It opened up like a sardine can. And we drag him out. You know, his arm's broken. And I checked to make sure his arm was broken because he almost ran me off the road. So, wink, wink. Is this part of your arm broken? You know, we snapped him back into reality. He somewhat sobered up for us. We were able to drag him away from his car as it was on fire. And I had his blood all over me, and I was headed to the gym. One of the few times now, since not being in law enforcement, that I get to go to the gym. And just so happened, as I normally do, I keep a spare change of clothes. You know, I was able to take those clothes off, put some new ones on. You never know, bloodborne pathogens. You never know what's in people's blood. So, you know, that's my little example. He was arrested, by the way. Thank you very much. But I see a time coming in America when you're not going to be given the choice to support the mom and pop shops anymore. Everything is going to be the big box stores. I mean, did you not see that with COVID? You saw all of these stores that were shut down. You couldn't go to them. You had to go online. And a lot of these places weren't made for online. Well, the good thing about Mountain State Survival is that it is right now primarily an online store. They typically have everything in stock. But if you need something special, ask Jeff. Give him a call. Send him an email. Go to his website. Contact him. And, you know, we are going to be working on, hopefully, a kit soon as to what Wrecker thinks you should have as a vehicle kit, a home kit, a bug-out kit, something that I personally do. And, oh, by the way, if you plug in this discount code, Wrecker5, you can get 5% off right now of your purchase. So that's R-E-K-K-R-5. Now, that's Wrecker for many of you out there who have who were not aware of how to spell Wrecker. It is R-E-K-K-R, and that's 5. So apply that for the discount code. Support Jeff and what he's doing. Like I said, I had a good hour and a half conversation, and Jeff's a good old boy. He's a hard-working roughneck out in the oil fields, and I love his mindset of why he's doing this. He wants to support his local community. You know, this isn't about the get-rich scheme. nothing about sales anymore is the get-rich scheme. Everything's hard to come by. So, you know, to me, it really touched my heart when I was talking to him. And he said, you know, I just want to make sure that my community, my friends, my family, and just a stranger passing by, they have the advantage to be prepared and they have a place where they can go to. You know, still to this day, many people don't know where to go to, for their preparedness. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. Please visit Mountain State Survival. Let's support one another. Let's build each other up as Christians. I do my best to circumvent the big box stores. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes you just have to go there. But for right now, let's try and prop each other up, because we have a government who's more than willing to tear us down, to turn us against one another. And that's just it's sad to see in America right now that that's where we're at. But it is, you know, and you really should be preparing for, I wouldn't say the end of times, but the worst of times. You can say it's the end times if you want. I think we still have a few more pages to go in that book, but I don't think we're far off, man. I really don't. I feel like we are marching to the drumbeat of Revelation right now. And, you know, between listening to me and my wife when we do Bible study and listening to people who are, you know, experts on Revelation, I couldn't tell you where we're at if we were there. I really couldn't. I don't think anyone could. I think the signs are there for you to see. Revelation will tell you about the signs to be looking out for. And the thing that, you know, the thing that worries me the most is, obviously it's the mark of the beast. And me and Bob Griswold, who, by the way, Friday, me and Bob Griswold, we're going to have an interview. So stick around for that show. That's going to be crazy. Bob is one of those crazy, I can't even talk about what he used to do, but he's a crazy, crazy guy with a lot of crazy real world experience. We share a lot of similarities in that. But just humor me for a second. I want to share with you a quote, and then with that quote, I want you to just consider what all I'm about to tell you. Okay, this is a quote from Brock Chisholm. And he says, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family traditions, national patriotism, and religious dogmas." Now, who said that? Who's Brock Chisholm? Well, a nobody, really. I mean, he's just the first Director General of the World Health Organization. Yeah. You know, when people start talking to me about disintegrating the alpha maleness of Americans, or they start talking about how to destroy my freedom, God, for some reason, I get a little angry about that. I get a little offended, a little sentiment, and I get a little pissed off. Hence the name of the show, American Vindicta. This is the element, the materialization of my vendetta that I have against these tyrannical bastards who want to completely destroy us. Not just America, not just your Constitution, not just your Republic, not just take away your weapons. They want to destroy us utterly. You know, the interesting thing about freedom is that freedom isn't just some reward for good behavior. That's what happens in prison. When I was a prison guard, inmates were good. They got let out for the day. There you go, boys. Go enjoy rec time. Go walk around the circle a little bit. Enjoy the sunlight. That is not how America works, especially not with these COVID lockdowns. You know, I'm hesitant upon getting on YouTube because 90% of what I say is going to get me X-nayed. 99% of what I say is going to get me demonetized. So there are other platforms out there, and BitChute and Rumble and I think Mike Adams, Brighteon. But there's another place where I can get out and I can talk and I can say what I want. And that's on Dave Hodges, thecommonsenseshow.tv. I can say what I want there. The problem is, we as Americans, we only go to Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or Getter now, or YouTube for information, or, you know, mainstream media. There's so many different other things out there to get information. And, you know, supporting Dave Hodges, that's a one-man operation. He is a one-man wrecking crew. And, you know, I hate to say it, but it's going to take more of people like us doing this to support one another, because eventually they're going to take away the internet. They're going to take away my voice on the radio. They're going to take away our ability to be on TV. We're going to have our own platforms. We're going to have our own ability to give each other our ideas, share it in our charisma, to be able to put out the news. You know, we're going to have to be able to take care of one another. And eventually, later on down the road, that too will be taken away. When you talk about marching through the end of times, when the beast is upon us, when the Antichrist is reigning, and you are still around for it, brothers and sisters, trust me, there's not going to be a Gab. There's not going to be a Getter. There's not going to be a YouTube. There's not going to be an internet. There's going to be the Internet of Things, where you will be able to access through your Elon Musk brain chip. But at that point, are you a sentient being? Are you still human? Are you becoming that cyborg creature that we always laugh about? What does that do with your salvation? I don't know. Beware of all these men, even Elon Musk, who tout freedom, who speak of fighting against the tyrants, but wants to put you underneath a, how would you say this, a microscope. Elon Musk wants to put a worldwide surveillance net over the planet, and it will be abused. Even if he does not think so, even if this man just wants to merge with machines, the government, the elite, they will always find the way to use it against us. I would want to say Elon Musk knows that, but Elon Musk plays for both sides. He sells equipment to China and the U.S. alike. You know, it's just strange when we talk about freedom, of what risk we're willing to accept for a little bit of laissez-faire, for a little bit of freedom here, a little bit of fun there. You know what? You can keep my suppressors, just let me keep my rifle. Okay. Well, you know what? You can keep your rifle, but you only have a magazine for 5 bullets. Okay. Well, that doesn't help me, does it? While the government gets to keep the biggest rifles with as many bullets as they want. You know, eventually they're going to come to that. They're going to come after the guns. They're going to come after the gun manufacturers. You know, I can't tell you how many different House bills I have read within the past 5 years where it's just, you know, constantly they're going to come after the triggers. They want to put all types of taxes on people who make any accessories for the rifles. Not just the rifles themselves, anything semi-automatic. If it had a working action, done with. If it was semi-automatic, done with. Pretty much they got it down to you could have a single-shot rifle, shotgun, or pistol, which is just ridiculous, right? And they also wanted to get rid of flamethrowers. What an un-American thing to do. I, for one, still am going to buy a flamethrower, not just because it spreads freedom to every wasp within the vicinity of my farm, but Damn it, because I'm an American and it's cool and I like it and I have the right to. Now, it doesn't mean I'm going to go walking down the street and saying, oh, look, it's the zombie horde of Antifa and spray everybody with napalm. But in America, if I have the right to do it, I'm going to do it. That's the greatest thing about our country. But we have people right now who are assuming the risk that the politicians know the best, even though they didn't discuss this with you. You didn't get to have that argument with your electorate. But they're still out there making laws. They're still out there passing, you know, unanimously at times, bills that we know nothing about. Oh, what does new tax come from? Oh, last year your representative was a signatory on this tax. Just look at it like this. Even with Joe Biden right now. Senile sock puppet Joe Biden. If I created a TV show where it starred Joe Biden as a sock puppet, smelling dirty socks and creeping everybody out, it would still be more presidential than our current Joe Biden. But I wouldn't be able to do it because it makes Joe Biden look bad. But the left can have people like that idiot actress, you know, take pictures with a knife and a decapitated head, bloodied decapitated head of Donald Trump, and call it art because she feels traumatized, and this is how she shows her feelings and her expressions. Yeah, she kind of got in trouble for it. But did Secret Service really go talk to her? Did the FBI really go talk to her? Probably not. I'm not saying they did or they didn't. I'm just saying if it's based off of today's standards, probably not. You know what's funny about that is these leftists who think that they can burn our flags, tear down our God from anything that had God wrote on it, stamp out the name of Jesus in any document or material that's in schools, try and intimidate us. You know, they call it art. They call it their version of patriotism or how they protest. But if you dare hit them right in the mouth for doing any of that in front of you, they cry foul. Though they jest that they want you to. They want you to hit them. They want you to get mad enough, because then they can call mommy and daddy. Oh, look, mommy and daddy, the mean patriot hit me. Well, why did you do that, little Billy? Well, because I burned his flag that, you know, his brother died for in Iraq or Afghanistan. Well, Billy, you probably deserve getting hit in the face. But, you know, mommy and daddy has always been law enforcement when it comes to this. And sadly enough, as many times as we have done it, you know, as many times as we have been in these protests and we've seen them come out there and burn flags in front of us, burn the Constitution in front of us, you know, we stand there and we take it, saying, yep, they have the right to do that. But you know what we really say in the back whenever we have to go inside, when the crowd quiets down just enough that we don't have to stand out there because they're all acting like a bunch of hooligans? You know what we say? Every curse word you could imagine. Why don't we stop this? Why don't we go out there and take the flag from them? Even when I was a supervisor, and I have guys tell me that, why don't I just go out there and take the flag from them? You have to be able to invent a reason to go out there and disrupt their First Amendment right. But they're at this point using it to bait you into that confrontation. They're using our rights to smear it in our face. Say, ha ha, look, there's nothing you can do about it. And we as in law enforcement get judged the worst out of anybody else. Could you imagine if I went out and I took the American flag away and I said, you can't exercise your First Amendment right because this flag is American. It represents us, not you. I would be a hero on Fox News, and I'd be demonized on CNN. But you know what would end up happening? My bosses would probably fire me. I'd probably be sued for denying that person their civil right or blah, blah, blah. You know, oh, you violated their constitutional right. Well, they were going to burn the American flag. Yeah, but it's their constitutional right. When do we have that argument, America? When do we have the argument where, hey, okay, I understand it. He can stand there with the hammer and sickle flag, and he can piss on the American flag, and he can burn the American flag, knowing that it's going to incite me, knowing that it's meant to denigrate anyone who has fought and died for that flag, for this country, for the soil of America, and every man, woman, and child who walks upon it. When do we have the conversation of, this is no longer acceptable? When is there going to be at least one person who's going to try and pass a bill that says, you shall not burn the American flag? It's illegal. It would probably never pass Supreme Court. Oh, by the way, we're going to have a new Supreme Court justice. People are saying that it's probably going to be a black woman. That's what Joe Biden wants. He wants it to be a black woman. I really don't care who it is. Put the most reputable, smartest person as the Supreme Court justice, and I'll be okay with it. I don't care if it's a she, and I don't care what color they are. But you know what, Joe Biden? Because you love to walk that line of doing what your puppet masters tell you to. I challenge you, Joe Biden, if you really want to show us how woke you are, then what you should put on there, and you should search for this person, they should be transsexual, so they should be a man posing as a woman. They should identify as black or as another ethnic origin, and they should also be an illegal alien. Roll that all together, look at some pictures, you know, not too far in the past, and you'll probably find Justin Trudeau matched 90% of that. Put him as the new Supreme Court justice. That's the insanity level that we've reached. What does it matter whom it is, Joe? What matters is that you put a sane, normal person who understands law, who's patriotic, who loves the Constitution, loves their country, and is willing to do justice for us, for we the people, not for you and passing your damn foolish laws. Hey, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Let's move on to some news real quick. I love doing this update with the news every now and then. This just in. In Florida, 4 busloads of illegals were being filmed dropping off 18 to 25-year-old able-bodied men who had been given cards and a place to say, I'm guessing credit cards, and a place to say in Florida. Well, you know. That's what you get. That's what you get with your Democrats. They're going to bus in the people who are going to be the ones that are going to take your jobs when you no longer can. They're going to bring in the people who are going to put you in the COVID camps, the concentration camps, help take away the guns more than likely. Because Americans won't. We need to talk about that. Look, when it comes to the Agenda 2030, Agenda 21... all these conspiracy theory stuff that's really not a conspiracy or a theory, they're white papers that these people have created from the talks of Bilderberger, you know, and the UN and NATO. If they want to take your guns, which American do you think is going to do it? They're not going to get the green and pink-haired liberal yuppie out of Portland who doesn't know which bathroom to use, let alone what a safety on a rifle is. They're not going to get that person to come take your guns. Not down here in Texas. No, 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 that won't do. That won't do. They need to bus in the cartel. That's what they need to do. They need to bust in the cartel. They need to bust in people from Mexico. Not all Mexicans, by the way. But they need to bust in people from Mexico and from other parts of the world who are not American, who don't have that affiliation or affection. All they see is a free ticket and a new job. Don't think it can't happen? Okay. Okay. Well, I hope I'm proven wrong. I really do. Because that's what I see. I see foreign invaders coming through our country. Joe Biden wants to lock down the whole country because of COVID. Won't lock down the border. How many times do I have to say this? When I was on the border, we saw the plague. We saw SARS, MERS, all types of influenza. Polio, that's an interesting one. Tuberculosis. We saw some sort of a South American weird fungal thing that was just eating people alive. That never made the news. That poor bastard from CDC was running from El Paso to Brownsville every week just trying to catalog all the various different types of infections that were coming across the border. One guy. Man, I felt sorry for him. You know, we had the Zika virus, Ebola, all these things coming across the border. They never shut it down. And now you got COVID, the worst thing that's ever hit the world. Ever. Oh, God. Don't be surprised anymore. That's what I'm going to say. Don't be shocked. Don't be surprised. Here's something interesting. Japan's Kawa, in partnership with Kitasato University at Tokyo Medical University, says ivermectin is effective against Omicron in phase 3 clinical trial. Well, thanks, Japan. That helps America a lot. This is something that I thought was really strange. And this is from Red Voice Media. I'll just read this to you real quick. From Dr. Jane Ruby. Quote, watch my exclusive full interview with board-certified embalmer Richard Hirschman, who is stunned to find that he has to pull out this globular, I don't know what you would call it, almost looks like earthworms, that he's pulling out of the veins of people who took the vaccine. This, God, I don't know. That's horrifying to look at this picture. It's just the amount of clotted blood that is just all lumped together. It's terrifying to look at. But he's saying that he's having to pull his stuff out of the veins of jabbed people in order to be able to get embalming fluid in. And he's claiming that this is a bioweapon. You know, probably is, more than likely. Yeah. If you look at the evolution of war, that's really the way we got it. You know, we started with the rock, and then we went to the spear, and then we went to the arrow, then the bullet, then the missile, then the vaccine. I don't know. America, I'll tell you this much. Maybe I'm just a crazy guy with not a lot to say, but our country is being changed dramatically, not just overnight. It's been happening for years, and we've all been complaining about it for years. Look at this, ADL. They're changing the definition of racism. Now, racism is the marginalization and or oppression of people of color based on a socially constructed racial hierarchy that privileges white people. There we go. Painting one group of people as the enemy. God, it's almost like if I talked about this for 2 weeks about the Nazis. All right. Real quick before I leave. I've been sick for like 4 days now, so I apologize for the sniffles that I have or my raspy voice. Biden's Surgeon General suggests that Joe Rogan podcasts should be censored. So you saw what Spotify did recently, more than likely, by this little dispute between Joe Rogan and whatever the hell that guy's name is, that failed singer. I won't even say his name. That's the problem. Big Tech is going to eventually cancel out everybody, even the highest grossing podcaster of all time, Joe Rogan. Yeah, it doesn't financially make sense, but they're going to do it anyways. Just like how Biden says, if you're not afraid of Putin, if you're not terrified of Putin and Russia invading Ukraine, then you must be on Putin's side. That doesn't make sense, does it? That's how stupid and idiotic these people are, and they're in charge for whatever damn reason. I don't know. Look, it's been a slow weekend. It's hopefully going to pick up and be a better week. We're going to try and do at least one more theatrical this week. I don't know how that's going to go. But I'm going to try and give you a little bit of a scenario of what I see the future as. And I don't know. I really pray that all of you always stay in the right place at the right time. Never the wrong place at the wrong time. That God keeps his hand over you. That you keep God in your heart and on your mind. And let that thought guide your decision making. Also, who you decide to be your friends. Who you decide to be your allies. Let God decide in your heart where you should throw money down for preparing. How you should prepare. What is, you know, the most effective ways to prepare for you and your family. Because we're all different. I just want you prepared. That's really what it comes down to. I don't want you left out in the snow. I don't want you left out in Armageddon as it's coming towards us. So, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I really do, as Americans, I want us to try and pull together as much as possible. We're going to need each other. We're going to rely upon each other, and we're going to lean upon each other soon. Support what's going on in Canada with the cross-country trucking. It's freaking amazing. I love it. Freedom in action. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Doug Thornton. You've been listening to American Vindicta. Out.
All call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.